Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are having a great week. I hope you're getting out there and making some amazing photographs or getting to spend some time doing something that rejuvenates and empowers your creativity. One of the things that I've noticed recently is I have fallen into a rut. I've been redoing the same things over and over again. And while I think that has a utility purpose or utilitarian purpose for things like cleaning the studio, I have a certain order I go in. It just seems to make sense to me to get certain things cleaned up first before I work on other things. Editing images has a certain formula to it because there's a certain workflow that I like to follow. Shooting-wise, I've been going back to some of the same locations or working on the same kind of subject matter for a while. But in that formula, and in that formulaic approach, I began to wonder how much does that impact our creativity and our ability to do things that are unique and special? Because one of the things I have found is that when a formula works, it gets repeated over and over again. And at some point, it becomes kind of the default gold standard. So if you think about a romantic comedy movie, every romantic comedy movie somehow comes together where the couple seems to come together, then something happens, it doesn't appear as they're going to end up together, and then somehow they reconcile and everything works out in the end. And if you pan up and put up any comedy, romantic comedy, it pretty much follows that formula. Except the times that it doesn't, we have this break in what is the expected norm, and those become huge successes. They become something different, and everybody talks about how, oh my gosh, have you seen this movie? It's got a completely different approach, a completely different outcome to the way things are going to happen. And you see that also happen in your own artwork. You see that happen in the way you approach and learn things. If you think about YouTube videos and you watch YouTube videos for learning Photoshop, how many of them appear basically the same way, where somebody appears, presents a problem, shows you a possible solution, thanks you for watching, and then asks you to subscribe to their YouTube channel? And you pick up another one and you walk through basically the same process. And the reason for that is that formula has proven to work, that people will watch that, they'll respond to that. If you do that in your own photography, though, and you create a certain image and you create a certain look and you do the same thing over and over again, you're becoming your formula. The risk becomes is, are you adapting the formula that is already present? So are you adopting that YouTube formula or that rom-com formula so that your photographs and the work you're doing creatively is appearing exactly the same and under the same mold as everybody else? I think that's one of the things that becomes a challenge and one of the things that fosters our creativity is our uniqueness. So how do we continue to provide our own sense of who we are into our work? How do we provide our own sense of uniqueness in a way that allows us to continue to make amazing work, be influenced by others, and continue to expand our awareness of others and others' work, and yet still create our own thing? If you could take any of the tools you have in your toolbox, and let's take a long, a high-level neutral density filter. So you have like a 10-stop neutral density filter. Those were all the rage a few years ago because you could create this look that you couldn't create any other way. You could go out in the middle of the day and create these long exposures so that things were empty, clouds were super blurred, water was super blurred, people disappeared from streets. There was all these different approaches to using this same technology. I could get this 10-stop ND filter and I could get this very specific look. How else could that tool be applied? How else could you use that tool to create a uniqueness to an image or to a piece of art that you're creating? Is there a way that's not go out and photograph the exact same thing? Oh, cityscape, blurred, heavy landscape. How else could you use that? Could you use that in portraiture? What would it look like to have a 10-stop ND filter in portraiture? How much of that person could appear in focus, blurry, as they moved around a specific spot? Now, I would not do it with low lighting where they have to sit there for 3 hours, unless you can get somebody to sit there for 3 hours. But a different approach to that tool becomes something else. So you don't fall into the same formula of the same habit that everybody else has over and over again. That's in many ways what's important about our creativity. Creativity is pushing itself and pushing our bounds at the edges. And photography is pushing those bounds. So one of the things that happens is when a new look is created, a new formula is created, and an emulation of that formula happens, we start to see that same photograph over and over again, and everything starts to look similar. Everything starts to look identical. We then crave something new. We crave a different look. We crave a different way of seeing. As consumers, that's what we want, to a point. There's a reason the rom-com formula works. It's the expectation everybody has. But like I said, you can be successful when you break the formula. What you have to do is find a way in your own creative spirit to break the formulas that you have. You first need to identify what those formulas are. And like I said, some formulas are important from a utilitarian standpoint. If you're doing something and there's a very specific reason you're doing something with a formula, you could continue to do that. But in areas where you're attempting to be more creative, where you're attempting to push the bubble a little bit more, are you doing the same behaviors over and over again? Or are you emulating what's already out there? It's going to become more difficult for you to create more interesting work by just repetition of the other areas. And this comes down, I think, in many ways to how we think about inspiration and how we think about the creation of work that we consider inspirational. Inspiration, it comes from when something falls outside the norm of that formula. We have an expectation of something and we receive something else in the process. And it's that reception of the alternate thing that becomes what we identify as inspiration. So as we work through this notion of formula, repetition, and inspiration, we can find ourselves creating a sense of a better approach to things, a more unique approach to things, by allowing ourselves to break that concept a little bit. I learned this through a number of different ways in my own photography, just a rotation of the camera or a changing of perspective, a changing of a point of view from what I would traditionally do gave me a whole new way of seeing. And that's how the language gets created for photographers. I have a whole new way of seeing. I have a whole new way of processing. I have a whole new approach to the way I'm photographing portraits or flowers or trees, whatever it is. It's because we break out of the expectation of the formula. So we've discovered that newness. The challenge then becomes in deciding of what is new, what needs to stay, and what needs to go. But I think as long as we're playing with that constant pushing and that constant evolution, we end up in a much more interesting space with our work. And it doesn't mean that we don't have a style and a signature to our work. But what it means is that we're continually evolving in our sense of seeing and in our ability to create amazing work and interesting work. And that's really what we ultimately want to do. What we ultimately want to do is have a formula that has us creating things of interest, things of uniqueness. And I think as photographers, that's one of the beauties of having light be one of our central characters or one of our central actors that becomes a part of our photography. Because those actors and that action that happens around light is unique and is beautiful and is different. And no matter what kind of photography you do, it's based on your ability to understand light. And so the formula of experimenting with light and what light does and how light can be changed and evolved is something that allows photographers to really play with that. You see that in painting history as well. Painters experienced and discovered things through time, colors, different mediums, different types of painting materials, different brushes, different pigments, and it allowed them to create a different sense of the experience of the world and move into a different space, create a different way of seeing. And I think that's really for you as a photographer, what I would encourage you to do in the coming week is really sit down and think about what are those formulas that you use and where did they come from? You know, if we go back to that YouTube video analogy, those YouTube video and that consistency of that approach works because so many people have done it. And when you watch videos about how to create YouTube videos, they tell you that this approach works. This is how you get subscribers. This is how you generate advertising dollars. This is how you generate all the things of a normal YouTube channel. But what if your formula and what you're interested in is not that exact end result? Because the formula is important if you want to end up at the same spot. You want to end up at the same endpoint. But if you want to be someplace different, you're going to need a different formula. So maybe you approach things differently. Maybe that's where your rom-com example, maybe that's where the characters face a conflict together against a third party, or maybe they don't get back together at the end and you end up with it being a dark comedy. Whatever it is, you have a War of the Roses where they don't end up together. You have a very dark comedy. Whatever your approach is, breaking that formula might be the important part. But to do that, you got to figure out what that formula is. So where are your formulas and what are they and how do you fall back on them? And what was your approach to getting to that point? How did you ultimately get to that being your formula? I think the other thing to do is to recognize, is there a comfort in there? Or is it like putting on a pair of old slippers or a pair of old sweatpants? And maybe what you need to do is not sit around on the sofa in your old sweatpants on a Saturday, but to get out there and try something different. The worst thing that's going to happen is you'll try something outside your formula, won't work, won't be what you expect, and you can always go back to the formula. But maybe you'll find something different and a different experience for you to try that might be more interesting. I also think it's really important for you to think about, how does inspiration come to you, and how do you move through that level of inspiration if you're trapped doing the same thing over and over again? I hear people say all the time, I wish I was more creative. And then you ask them how they do things. They drive to work the same way. They eat the same foods. They go to the same coffee shops. They do the same thing over and over and over and over again without even realizing it. And sometimes all you need to do is just drive home from work a different day. And that jump starts that inspiration to see the world a little differently. So recognizing that how you're stuck in your repetition of formula might explain why sometimes you feel stuck in inspiration. I hope you do spend some time this week thinking about a little bit about how you go about creating that formulas and how you respond to the formulas and which formulas you like and which ones you don't. And then think really long and hard about, why is that formula there? Like I said, is it there to get subscribers? Is it there to get advertising dollars? Is it there to meet artificial expectations for whatever reason? But understanding why the formula is there and why we respond to it, I think is important for you to decide whether or not you're going to continue to accept it. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you get a chance to spend time with family and loved ones. Don't forget to take some pictures while you're out there and really spend some time celebrating how amazing you are as a creative person, and really get yourself a pat on the back for how amazing you truly are. And I will see you next time.